of Steam, Steel, and Murder, back with Session 50. Tonight's game is Guest GM by Nick, who brings us back to the crime-solving scenario. Sharon, John, Jameis, Marcus, and myself are the players tonight. Enjoy Session 50, Part 1.
Hello?
Well, at least I can use my old version of Power Grammo for right now.
Well, that is good news. Yes. All right. Well,
with my nice comfy sleeping bag.
Yep. As we are now 16 minutes late, and I have a clock as well. Yeah. I wanted to go ahead and remind y'all about a particular aspect of the game that we have not really been using, and that is the GM, choosing aspects. For the PCs and giving them a chip and asking them to act a certain way. If you do not want to act that way off of that, aspect, just buy the chip. Give me a chip instead. And then you do not have to act that way. I might raise the stakes up to 2 chips if I feel it is particularly important to the story or if it's something your character would really want to do. Then you can just buy it off for 2 chips as well. So.
I thought you'd used that before, hadn't you?
Well, I've used it several times, yes. I just don't use it in every game.
Exactly. Yeah. And I plan on using it several times this game. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's why I'm happy. I have, 7 chips.
This currently. Is... This
Waha, is a, beat you, I have 8.
Do you know how many refresh I've spent on Alchemy alone?
Let's let them get us started. Unfortunately, yep. I caused them to be late. So
okay, let's go.
This is set just after finishing up with the last case, so and it might be a little interstitial time, but not really concerned about that. So let's go ahead and start with the introductions. My name is Nick or Logos, and I will be playing the part of the GM tonight.
I am Margus. I'm not an alcoholic, and I'll be playing Daniel Bishop.
Bert, previous GM, and reprising his role as Anton LaVey, publisher and all-around madman.
This is Jameis. I'll be playing Gavin Marshall, and I'm no one special.
This is Sharon. I'll be playing Elizabeth Rackham, and always remember, I am smarter than you are.
Hello, I'm Josh, and I will be playing Ethan Thane, head of the Checker and man now in possession of all your wallets.
I enjoy this. Okay, this is going to be starting off at 11 a.m. That is when you will get the call. But what were your characters doing beforehand? Let's go ahead and start with Marcus. What were you doing?
I'm probably with my wife.
Okay, and my house. Then we will go to Bert. What is your character doing at 11 a.m.?
11 a.m., I'm still sleeping off my hangover.
Excellent. Jameis?
Probably with, yes, I know where I'll be. I'll be with George. We'll be at the airship, checking it out, getting it familiar with controls.
Excellent. All right. And then we're going to go with Sharon.
11 a.m. I'm probably just getting up and having breakfast.
And Joshua.
At 11 a.m. he's probably just waking up.
You're not at
work? In his office, most likely. He's probably waking up in his office.
Oh, okay, each of you will get a call, and you are requested by Miss Blair to meet with a Charlie Beckett at the at 11th and 7th. And there appears to be an incident, and you have been requested there.
Can we get more description about what she means by incident?
She would not rather say over the phone.
Got it.
What sector is that in?
It is going to be in Sector 5. And everybody can go ahead and make me their alertness rolls for the scene.
Anything special in regards to alertness that I should be... No.
No.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm alert.
Just a note, +2 for did you hear that if it involves hearing.
It's not involve here.
You hear nothing.
You hear the whir of the car.
Ah.
And real quick, Jameis, how are you getting there?
65.
Yes. Well, I'd be going by my bike. My motorized bike.
And are you driving normally or are you driving swiftly?
I'm tempted to say yes.
Is Terry Moa driving?
Yes. No, okay. No, I'd be driving normally. I don't know, where is the airship? Is that down at the bottom of 7, is it?
I would assume it was in the compound, so probably
in one. Right in the center of Metapole.
Okay.
Oh, then I'd just be driving normally then. That's quite close.
Okay. So. Gavin, you notice you are being followed. It is your French friends. Bishop, you are also being followed. It is your French friends.
I wave.
They are following you. Do you wish lose them?
No, I just wave.
Okay.
You go, hi! I kind of wave out the window a little bit. Hi!
They tip their caps down even further and start smoking harder, and they find something very interesting walking down the street to look at.
But I'm driving.
Yep. And Gavin?
Yeah, right. For the practice, I'll try and lose them, go through some of the back streets of the city.
Okay. How hard do you want to drive? Are you willing to make a driving roll?
Well, would it be a driving roll, a streetwise roll, or what sort of roll?
I will give you a streetwise roll.
Oh, yeah. Let's go for a streetwise roll. What is my streetwise currently at?
Is that better enough?
Oh, it is at 5. That's pretty good. And I make sure that is. Did I roll crap? That's the question. That rolled great.
Did you get even a neutral?
No, I'm way higher than that.
Okay.
I've got a 5. If I rolled worse, I'd roll terrible in order to get 1.
Yep. You hear a very loud crash as they try to follow you into an alley that is just a little bit too tight for them. And they, of course, do the thing where they get out of their car and survey the damage and start yelling at each other. Good times. So, you get onto the scene. It is a fairly nondescript location. There is a truck that is in the process, or was in the process, of being towed away. The truck is a Model T section. It is black, because all Model Ts are black.
He never actually said that.
He did in the game. That's too great of a line to miss. And there is a sheet, a tarp, over the back of the truck covering up the contents therein. And this man... Oh, it does not want me to send something to y'all. Oh, well. Regretful. Oh, well. Charlie Baker is a large man. He's 6'4", and he's built like a brick house. He walks up to you individually and shakes your hands rather firmly. Gavin, I assume you're the first on the scene, given you were...
I'm sorry, Nick. Did I get called in as well, or no?
Yes, sir.
He does have a license.
Everyone did get called.
Ah, okay. Well, he drove in with his motorbike with side cart full of booze. And smokes. Booze and smokes in the side cart.
Professional. Are you smoking a cigarette?
Of course I am.
Mr. Baker, what was your alertness roll for the scene? 3? Yes.
4.
Okay. Everyone will have noticed no one is smoking around this particular car. This is odd. This is very odd.
No one is smoking apart from us.
Well, no one, yes. Anton is smoking.
Hey, did any of you else I look over to Gavin. Hey, did you have any friends following you? I got a few friends over there. I point at the guys who are trying to act nondescript in their car.
Right. Right. Mr. Baker, is this relevant to what's happened here? I indicate the car being towed away.
I hope not.
Perhaps we should leave it here for the moment until we've investigated it?
Yes. The car, you noticed that there was, in fact, no one in the tow truck. It was it had been in the process of being towed and is no longer in. They had hooked up the chains and...
Can you smell gas or anything around or notice a gas leak?
Marcus with a 7 and Jameis with the 6. You smell the faint odor of manure.
You might want to keep the cigarette away from that area, as there might be a little bit of explosive. I've heard some stories about people in the farmland.
Becker sucks in when you say explosives and looks around.
It's just the smell. I've heard some things. You know, better safe than sorry. You know.
Is there something going on here we should be aware of before we proceed too much further?
We did get. He speaks very lowly to y'all. He says, we did get Bomb Squad out here, and they said that there wasn't anything active. However, this is a very large amount of fertilizer that could be used for nefarious purposes.
domestic terrorist. Great.
Could be.
Miss Blair. Is the chica in the area?
We did get, well, Mr. Marlowe is our bomb squad. Came over and looked at the scene and requested that you, Mr. Marshall, in particular, take a look at it. And then he left rather in a hurry. It was kind of concerning.
Did he go into a trash can?
No, he did not. There was a one-armed man driving the car that he left in, though.
One-armed man?
He was probably looking for them so he could hire them for the checker.
Okay, Mr. Marshall, you first.
I just have
you were the one around. Who was specifically requested.
Yes, and you would be, I say, looking at Anton.
Oh, come on. Surely you remember me. Yeah.
We haven't even met on screen. I'll say that.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you ran that game, didn't you?
I ran that game. Yeah, exactly.
I hand you over a coffee mug full of booze to which I add a splash of coffee to. Good to meet you. Anton. I flash my press ID, then think better of it and flash my guild ID.
I hold up my hand and, Anton, where's my coffee?
Oh!
I passed her mine. Passed her the one you gave me.
Becker looks slightly sad.
Would you like some coffee, Becker?
I'd love Irish coffee.
Help yourself! I point to the side cart on the...
Aw, do you really want to say that?
Of course, he's liberal with handing out his drugs. While this is going on, by the way, Anton is filming. He's turned on his optical cam and is filming the scene.
Do we know you have an optical cam in
nope.
the filming? Or is that a
okay. Nope.
You, Lieutenant Ullman, you!
Lisa's eyes don't glow red when he takes off his glasses. That's...
No, we don't know. He probably never takes them off.
Exactly.
Fair point.
So has anyone looked over the car? I wave my cigarette at it. Maker's mark, papers. Just, who's it belong to?
There, we have not searched the car yet.
Would you like to do the... let's search the car. Actually, why don't Marlo you search the car?
Marlo requested that we did not search the car.
Who did?
Marlo.
Okay, let's search the car then.
Anton, why don't you search the car while we stand a few paces back?
Oh, jeez. I'll search
actually,
the car.
I will approach the car. Are the doors opened or closed?
They are closed.
They are closed. Okay. There usually aren't locks on cars. I look over to the guy that we're talking to and ask, did Marlo actually check to see if there were any bombs on the if it's rigged to blow?
Yes. Yes, he did.
And what did he say?
It was not.
Then let's look in it.
I opened the passenger side door.
Okay. You see a very early model of a... Well, actually, this is the... give me a scholarship check and give me an investigation check. Anyone who is searching the car can give me both.
Okay.
I want to be searching around the area rather than the car itself at this moment.
Okay.
Looking for danger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a horrible scholarship.
Give me a...
I'll just have a general snoop around the area.
Give me investigation checks for those of you who are actively looking around.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, this is not great.
This is not a difficult scholarship check. So three
and
or better
realized
is
I
good.
I still have not bought investigation.
Three or better? Good, I failed three it.
All right, five scholarship, four investigation.
Okay. Your scholarship, anyone who gets a three or better in scholarship will know this is the latest Model T. This is a very, very new car. It still has that brand new car smell in it. And you can see the very famous Ford Stallion marker, maker's mark on the interior of the car. As for the rest of the interior, it is clean, save for a, you got a what? I'm sorry, five for investigation?
Yes, I did.
Okay. The interior of the car seems to be clean except for a bottle of whiskey that is now empty.
And Tom.
Yes. Who does that whiskey belong to?
In bulk.
Good grade, mid grade, famous poor. Mark, poor
no,
mark.
No, this is poor. This is vodka.
Ah, is it bathtub brew or does the bottle have a maker's mark?
The bottle does have a maker's mark, but it you do know this is a fairly prolific, very cheap whiskey.
Okay.
And for those of you who got a three or better for your scholarship, you know that is at very much odds with the car. All cars are luxury items. And that is not quite right.
Not really. Not when there are no locks on the cars, they're not. They'll just come along and take them items, actually.
I mean, it really depends, but they're...
It depends on the car. Like, as you're calling this one, it probably is a luxury item, if you're saying that Ford is like a big maker.
Yes, it is. But it is definitely not something the common man can afford.
There are a few cars.
I'm not saying afford, I'm saying they can go and pick it up from the street or wherever it has to be stored without the...
The idea is that there are a few enough cars that if you stole one, what are you going to do with it? They're very noticeable. And, you know, they're like one of a kind for the most part. So it's not like you could easily get rid of it or sell it. So.
We'll go joyriding after having a rock that bottle of whiskey.
Or?
That you could do.
That you could do.
Yep.
All right. So that is what is in the inside of the car. There is no papers, no identifying marks.
Check out the gearbox, the brakes and pedals and such. Any mud on them? Anything to...
No, they're all remarkably new.
No wires connecting them to anything?
No.
Anything in the trunk?
Oh, in the bed of the car, you flip open the tarp that is covering, and you see it is half-lined with sacks. And this is where the smell of manure was coming from. And on one of the sacks up top is a black silhouette of a hand. And it has 7 fingers on it. It appears to be abnormally large for a hand.
What do you mean there's a hand? As in on the sacks, as in a symbol, or is this separate?
Yes, as in sewed onto the sacks as a symbol. And you can see it was sewn, is definitely something that was sewn on afterwards. Is in addition to the sacks.
A 7-fingered hand.
A 7-fingered black hand.
There's no 7-fingered hand.
Or 6 fingers and a thumb?
6 fingers and a thumb.
Okay.
Is that any well-known symbol for any, like, gangs or...
Everyone can give me scholarship rolls.
Damn. Oh, wow. 5.
That is a 4 for me.
That is a 5 for me.
Those of you who have gotten a 5 know that, no, there are no gangs in this area that use that symbol.
Are there gangs elsewhere that use that symbol?
None that you know of.
Okay.
Mm.
Are there any French gangs, though?
Yeah.
unless you have a reason to have an extensive...
Okay, actually, how heavy are these bags?
They're 50 pounds each.
Okay, I go over to my tail and I go ask them. I go over to my tail and I knock on the window.
If you walk over, they move their car every time you walk over.
Chase them down the street. Make them look like idiots.
Mm. It's not too difficult.
How long has the car been sitting here?
It's not usual for a car to sit here. So whenever the business owner came to open the bar at 11. He saw the car out here, so he called for a tow truck, which they smelled the fertilizer and gave us a call, so on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Clear would like this to be handled not as quietly.
Yep. So looking at the fertilizer bags, are they from Metapol? Because the only place you can get Metapol in Metapol are from the farms outside, and they're going to use a different bag than imports.
Yes, these are local bags.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we hired exactly, other than we found a bunch of manure?
Because this is a incongruous situation that has very bad overtones to it.
And the bags of manure are empty.
No, they still have manure in them.
They still have the manure in them.
The bed is only half full.
Okay, well, we need to take a... Go ahead.
What's in the area immediately around this area, buildings-wise?
This is local light residential. I'm sorry, light commercial. Things, shops, various boutiques, and things of that nature.
Any place that could store that much?
No, absolutely not.
Well, depends if they want to mind missing up their place or not. I mean, they could store it, but not they would want to voluntarily or without.
Yes, but almost all the businesses in this area has recovered very well.
The wheels of the car have dirt in them, mud?
No.
Then it didn't leave Metapol?
Nope.
Okay.
Do the two of us scouting around find anything?
No. No, there's no immediate danger in the area.
Certainly not with the two.
Okay.
No one with a sniper rifle that you can see is lining you up.
Do they have phone lines out in the countryside? Yeah, probably. I'm going to start making a few calls, take some time, make a few calls to contacts, using contacts to see if I can find any information about someone buying a large supply of manure out in the country.
Or someone missing a large supply of manure.
A large supply of manure.
Is the car electric or gas powered?
It is electric power.
Okay. So, yeah, it couldn't have gone very far outside of Metapole. All right.
Okay. Coming back and looking at the car now, I've had a quick look around. Given that my very worst roll I can do is a 3, I'm not going to bother rolling for the Model T. Okay. Is this so new that it might have just come off production, say, today or yesterday?
Absolutely.
Right. We have number one place to visit. I note down. Factory. Model T factory. Ford factory. I'll just roll for seeing what I know.
I should still make that contacts roll.
How many bags of manure are in the back?
About 16. No, I can get about 32 concrete sacks at a model.
Are they separate bags, or are they tied in like bundles, like as you would put on like a pallet to if you were going to move a large amount, or do they look like they were just tossed on by human sweat?
They look like they were tossed on by a sweat.
Okay. Okay, 16 bags. Well, I hate to say it, but we probably need to move those bags out to see if there's not something buried under those bags.
One moment first. Using my sonic screwdriver, I check to make sure there's no sign of any emissions or anything that we should be aware of.
Okay. What role does that thing use?
Repair.
Okay, give me a repair roll.
Wow. That's a flat minus 2. The moment the worst I have is a 2, but I get all sorts of bonuses and stuff for the sonic screwdriver.
Okay.
At least a 4.
Okay. Is it a 4?
It's a 4 at the moment.
Okay. You get some very weird false readings, but it's a very new type of technology, so I guess that's to be expected.
At the moment, I'm operating using more just like a frequency scanner. So it's not like the doctor's sonic screwdriver. He can scan for everything. It's really
You got some weird feedback there for a couple of times when you held it over a bag, but it always went away. So, and it did not appear to be pulse transmitters.
Now we were called at 11 a.m. And the owner noticed the car when he opened up. What time did the owner open?
He opened up at 8. It took a couple hours for the tow truck to get out here, a couple hours for the police.
And what time does his business close at night?
This one closes at 6.
So anywhere between, say, 6 and 8 a.m. then this could have been left here.
Yep.
He doesn't get much time to sleep.
Actually, does the owner live here as well? A lot of business owners do. Okay, he does live here as well. So he would have noticed.
This is a bar. Wait, no, not a bar. I'm sorry.
It closes at 8? What? A 6? Yeah.
No bar does that. I'm sorry. This is a clothing boutique.
Okay, so if the owner lives here, did the owner notice the car pull up during the night, or just noticed in the morning when they opened?
He noticed in the morning when they opened. He did not notice when they at night.
What's the owner's name?
Jimmy Jones.
Unimportant.
Sir, appearing in the rest of this game.
Then who's Charlie Baker that we are meeting him?
He is the police lieutenant.
Oh, okay, right. No, I didn't get that connection then.
And his name is Becker. Baker.
Charlie Becker?
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome pick.
Charlie Becker is an upstanding police lieutenant. I have no idea why you would think anything else.
It's not like he just got offered a lot of drink and is probably drunk already. Also, how'd my contacts pan out?
It will. What'd you get? 9? Yes. It will take some time. But you will know. You will know within an hour that is no French gank.
I was asking about large manure.
Oh, large manure? I apologize.
Sold or gone missing, yes.
Sold or gone missing. Yeah, there were four recent shipments. One was shipped out a week ago, one was about 5 days ago, one was 3 days, and one was 4 days ago.
What else is... Go ahead.
Yeah, but anything more you'd probably need to get out there, check papers and all that kind of crap.
Is this clothing boutique near anything else? Like, what else is around here of any importance?
I mean, you're all talking light, light commercial stuff, like things that people need to live. Mm-hmm. Think.
Hey, Officer Becker, do you recognize this symbol? Pointing to the 7-fingered hand.
Nope.
How far are we from the docks?
Oh, you're a long ways.
Okay, because this is District 7, which is one of the docks.
This is Sector 5.
Oh,
this
5.
Well, you're in the middle of the city. You're close.
Just how drunk are you, Anton?
Outside.
I count my fingers to make sure I don't have 7.
Holy crap! You have 10! When did that happen?
I have an axe in the boot of my car if you need to get rid of a few.
I don't wish to know why.
It's better that you don't.
The question for you, gentlemen and lady. Do we want to do anything about my tail? Pointing to the French car that kept moving away and is probably moves again. Back again. I just point my finger to see if they keep moving.
Yes, they do.
I wait till they finally go out of sight, and then I try and hide in the place.
They're not very good, are they?
Well, they just don't. No. They don't lose sight, but they.
I just keep pointing at them until just to see what happens.
Does the clothes store have a name, or is it just Jones's Clothes Store or something like that?
Jones's Clothes Store.
No, Jones's Boutique. This is a nut marketplace. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anton, would you be able to get a few pictures of that car with those French tails on it just to really screw with their heads?
Of course, my dear. He stares at it for a bit longer and says, okay. You've worked with Anton, you probably know, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Or at least your character has a background with Anton, so you would probably know.
Have I ever worked with Anton before?
No.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I have once. I just remember he didn't write anything good about me.
Very bad case.
Didn't write anything bad about you either.
It didn't even talk about you, actually.
Exactly, and that's why he's miffed.
Yeah.
I'm front page news, damn it.
You're last week's news.
You're Gumby, damn it.
What?
This just in. Town hero followed by Frenchman.
What else is new? I wouldn't dare hit a Frenchman, unless he deserved it.
I've got the olds. It says Bishop's being followed again.
So where are we? So what are we going to do now? How about, I'm going to go head outside of town, go check out paperwork while you guys go do something else more important while I lead them outside of town for the fun of it on a merry chase.
I would like to check the newspaper morgue to see if there is any other sign of this six-fingered hand?
Seven-fingered
hand.
Seven-fingered black hand.
Yes, yes.
Yes, that's what I would like to do, is to try to do a really good search on that symbol. Yep.
Okay, well, you guys do that. Let's go to the Model T Ford.
But I think we should also really move those bags, just in case there might be something buried beneath.
There probably is. But since I don't want to smell like manure, I'll let you boys do that.
Hey, Frenchman, you sure you don't want to help us move some manure?
Actually, this is why we have
really hate contacts. That guy.
Exactly.
We really hate that guy. We just need to get the sniper rifle. That's all we need.
Okay, are you speaking as one of the PCs or as the Frenchman?
No, the Frenchman talking to each other.
You could be speaking of the PCs. That could work too. You know, I'm not saying it wouldn't.
Yes, Les, let's get a police team here to sift through this evidence.
Yes. No, we get Cheka.
Cheka are mysteriously absent from town. Unless someone has an aspect linking in.
I probably should have, but I forgot that I played more than 5 games.
You can link it. You can link yourself into the Cheka.
I would have had an aspect like porcelain face of the Cheka.
Okay, yeah, you will be able to get, give me a contacts roll.
Right, that's good, I don't have contacts.
Yeah, but if you have got the aspect, you can
random tap before die.
As you don't get 4 negatives, I'll say you find some Cheka muscle.
All right.
Yeah, you find some Cheka muscle, and they will be here in an hour.
Well, you guys stay here, I think a couple of us should probably head over to the factory.
Actually, I'm thinking I should probably head over to my newspaper to start doing a search in the archives for that symbol.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to go head over. Anyone want to come with me?
I'll come with you.
Oh, goody.
Right, I will go with Rackham.
Excellent. So who is going to be here to see if there were any bobs or any kind of thing under the manure?
Gavin, of course.
Checker.
Of course.
Excellent.
And Gavin. because he hasn't responded, so he's staying.
Well, you know what? Someone should stay until the checker get here. So, hey, Miss Rackham, here are the keys to my special morgue. Toss them over. That's the locked file in the back room.
Awesome.
And I will wait for the checker.
All right. So I will deal with the person who is staying around. They do arrive an hour. They do shift the manure. It takes them an additional 30 minutes or so. It takes them about 5 because it's a little heavy.
And most of them are dock workers, so they should know how to move it.
Well, some of them are most. Anyways, you find pretty much a flatbed of the truck. What was your investigation roll?
Let's see, do you want me to make a roll now that we've got a truck exposed, or my previous roll?
I try to keep previous. If you can remember, then.
I can. 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Total. You find there was a false bottom.
Uh-huh.
And within it, you find a very slender book, and it says, The Works of Sunday, on the cover of the book.
Does that mean anything to me?
Nope.
Okay. What language is it written in?
The title of it is in English. If you open it up, it's in Russian.
Russian, interesting. Anything, is it like a diary? Can I tell dates at the top?
It is not a diary. It seems to be broken into books or sections.
Is it printed or handwritten?
It is printed.
It is printed. Okay.
It does not have any of the maker's marks. There's nothing that says this was normal guild work here.
Okay. The paper itself, though, fine grade, or is it like really trashy stuff?
It's trashy stuff.
Okay, so this might have been a home printing press or something like that. Nice. Well, I will pocket that, and I will head over to the newspaper morgue after Miss Rackham afterwards.
Okay.
I give each of the check a carton of cigarettes and a bottle of booze.
They happily accept it. And you see in their eyes, you have gained a favor with the checker. Feel free to call that in.
Smoke them if you got them, boys. Life's short and getting shorter every day.
Apparently so.
Yeah, it's not like he's making it shorter for them.
Well, I mean, they're coffin nails. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will go over to the factory. You three gentlemen wander into the factory, as Gavin did say he was going in with the rest of them. And you see is a largest warehouse with racks and racks of different car parts that seem to have been prefabricated. And instead of the traditional comradeship that you would expect from a guild or a shop of this type, these people are just grimly kind of focused on their job. But they're also building 5 current Model Ts. And from the different states of construction and how fast they're working, you figure they probably finish one at least once a week, which is really, really fast. So, everybody seems to be working.
Guild investigators, we have some questions.
Okay. Everyone stops.
Who's in charge?
One guy bolts.
After him!
Excellent. After him. What do you other two people do? Okay.
Well, he chases after
him. I do not
after
run
him.
After him because I'm not an idiot. I say look for the foreman.
Oh, okay. There's the foreman right over there. You can tell easily.
Whoa.
He's gonna look with his hands.
While they're looking for the foreman and chasing people, I'm going to keep an eye and make sure no one else bolts.
Give me an athletics parkour? Check to
parkour?
See if you catch him.
Parkour?
You can use parkour for this.
6.
Alright, well, let me just give him a roll just to see. he doesn't do too bad. I will let you know when you catch him. Alright, yes, are you part of the guild investigators? We run a clean shop around here. Don't know why Jimmy bolted.
That's yeah. Peter Bishop, man after the people.
I guess so.
Anyway, we're gathered that you finished a car yesterday, but you wanted the details of who acquired it.
Well, I wouldn't, but the boss would.
I'll show him my badge. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Someone flashily flashed his badge.
I don't want to be associated with him, so I'm going to flash my own badge.
And a man in a suit will exit the office that was hanging over the catwalks and whatnot of this warehouse, because that's what all offices have. He says, "What are you bums doing? Get back to work!" And the foreman says, "Ah, guild investigators, Mr. Ford. They came out over here asking after a car. Jimmy Bolton." The man looks down at you very sternly as you have stopped work. He says, "Well, find out from Jimmy why he ran, and if it was a good reason, we'll keep him on. If it wasn't, we'll hire him. We'll fire him." "Yes, sir." "You," he points to you with two fingers, "up here."
I go up there, taking a look around as I go. As you do.
Yes. Give me an investigation roll.
Investigation or just alertness?
Alertness if you're just looking. Investigation if you're looking hard.
Just if looking around. Make sure I know where the escape routes are, things like that.
Yeah, okay. Y'all can give me the your alertness rolls for the scene. All right.
I am doing crap. I got a 2. I see nothing.
Nope. Well, you see the exits very clearly marked. And looking around, you do notice the shop is very clean, and the working conditions seem abnormally safe for normal guild work. And as you go up into the office, it's a very Spartan office, not a lot of books. And there's a man sitting behind his desk, and the suit is kind of low class, but at the same time, the elbows show grease stains on them and whatnot. So he gestures you to sit down and says, "May I help you out today, gentlemen?
Is Ethan still with us?"
"Where is Ethan?"
Ethan was just keeping an eye on everyone to make sure no one else bolted, but it'll probably be going with Gavin now.
Yeah, when their boss yelled at them, they hopped back to work.
Yes. Okay, I'll be going with Gavin then.
All right, and as Mr. Ford starts to talk to you, Gavin, we cut back to Jimmy. You have caught Jimmy.
Why are you running, Jimmy?
You don't know that, Jimmy.
Why are you running?
Gimme.
Quick! What?
He is just stuttering and stammering.
Okay, relax. Relax. I just need to ask a few questions. We can be friends. Me and you. You know how it is. You know how it is. We're good people.
You just chased me down this alley. Hey, threw me to the ground.
I didn't throw him to the ground. I just tackled him.
Exactly.
I'm sorry about that, but I didn't want you to continue running. I kept saying stop, and you didn't stop. Come on, me and you can be friends. What's your name? I'm Bishop.
Name's Daniel. Jimmy? Jimmy? Jimmy?
Okay, Jimmy. Just relax a little bit. We can talk.
He is terrified.
I want to make a rapport roll to be friends with Jimmy.
Okay, you get it. At a
let's be friends, you know? The kind of friends that do favors for each other, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a -4 because you just chased this guy down.
Okay, he's now the leader of everyone else. With -4.
A re-roll. First impressions, I'm going to use that as a re-roll instead of a +2.
No, you do not get first impressions on this one. You chased him down. That was not a good first impression.
Fine, I'll spend my first chip. I'm a man of the people. I know how to work with people.
That'll work them over. The good spots to go for.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 7 plus 3. Or actually, it would be 7.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy
crap.
6.
Yeah. Holy crap. 6 is what I got
after the -4. Yeah. You break Jimmy. Jimmy ran because he had lifted something from the shop. He had lifted a piece of metal from the shop, and he was afraid that you had come after him, and that, you know, he was going to go to the jail for the rest of his life. And it's just it's a couple $100.
You sure? Okay. I basically tell him, okay, and then I just kind of like, well, how are things in the shop? You know, I kind of just... about the place.
We don't have any journeymen in the shop. Everybody's apprentices. And, the only the foremen ever get to promote to journeyman. And, well, we build cards.
Do you know about the customers or anything like that? What happened?
Oh, no. Mr. Ford doesn't let us see the customers.
Ah. So is Mr. Ford a good man? Bad man?
Oh, he pays well. I mean, ain't nobody ever paid as well as he does for apprentices. And the foreman say that he pays well, and if you keep your head down and you work hard you can get promoted to foreman, and he's always hiring.
Do you think after running you'll be able to keep your job?
I don't know. It depends. For hard man, he's a hard man.
Okay, if you don't have your job after this, I'm sorry about it. Here's my card.
It's all right, Mr. Bishop. I understand. I mean, sometimes you have to go into a place and shout guild investigators, and you know that's just the way things work out.
Ah, but that's okay. I want you to have this card. It's a person who's hiring right now. He's not going to probably pay as good as Ford, but he'll get you the training you need to move up.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it, Mr. Bishop. You want to go out for a drink after I get fired?
If you get fired, that's
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get fired, Mr. Bishop.
It's all right. We can go drinking later tonight.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bishop. I appreciate it. And would you sign this piece of paper for me? My sister sure liked it. She always had a crush on you.
I make sure to read it, though. I make sure it's not I'm signing some type of form.
No, it is.
Okay, I'll sign it.
Okay. And what card is it? What did you give?
Whatever contact would be appropriate.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I think my legendary contact is speaking.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
Make sure it's your fan signature and not your work signature.
Yes, probably. The illegible scribble that all...
Yes, Daniel Bishop knows people who knows people who can get things done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Moving back to Ford.
I'll start heading back to the shop.
Yep. And Jimmy follows you. I'm always happy to help out the guild investigators. Anything I can do for you folks? Although I'd appreciate it next time you come into my shop, you speak to a foreman. He'll direct you up to me or whoever you need to speak with.
Some of us are new to the job.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, that's...
I'm sure you know how it takes a while to get them sorted out.
Yeah. It sure does. They just start messing around thinking they know it all, but, you know, now it takes them a while to realize that they don't understand, but he gives you a sympathetic look. Yeah. You have negated Bishop Screw-Up. Congrats.
Achievement unlocked. Screw over other PCs. Yeah.
Yep. So, how can I help you out? My name's Henry Ford.
Yeah, I am Kevin Marshall. This is Ethan Thane.
Oh, Ethan Thane, I heard you were head of the Mcheka. Who was that other fellow? Was he another famous one?
Who?
The one who came in here shouting about guild investigators.
Ooh, the one who shouted flashing his badge?
Yeah, that one.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, always happy to help out the city.
Good attitude.
No, that's Daniel Bishop. You know, man of the people likes to get
that's
in and help
Daniel
out sometimes.
Daniel Bishop?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every now and then you have to get celebrities in to come in and they do a job for a day type thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I understand. Well, I'm surprised Mr. Bishop was, coming to see me. I mean, I'd figure he'd be out there fighting terrorists or something like that. Oh. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, my books are all paid up. I don't know what y'all folks want.
We're interested in a car that was finished either yesterday or the day before. And what happened to that?
Oh, I sold a car to a Gabriel Syme yesterday. Yesterday morning, he had came in here and said he needed a special car and that, mine was the only one to do and negotiated, did business, and, he paid a little bit more than he should have because that car was already bespoken for, but managed to work it out. He was a tall, thin man, spoke kind of funny.
Really? In what way?
Like, he was foreign. Got a lot of foreign types here, but, like, not regular foreign. I know most of the foreign.
Could you tell where his accent might have been from?
I can tell you that much. Didn't have the Jew face.
Right.
Kind of weaselly.
You do too much research, Nick. You really do.
Well, So, I don't know that kind.
Any identifying marks?
No. Seemed to be a clean-shaven young man. Seemed to be forthright, shook my hand like a man should, looked me in the eye, seemed to do fair business.
Do you have any contact details for Mr. Sykes?
Oh, yeah. He said...
Gabriel Sykes?
Yeah, he said he was staying over at the Four Seasons. But, He shows you the contact detail, and he said, "Now, thinking back, it was a little odd method of payment. He paid with mm-hmm. First National paper, and, well, we really don't see much of that around here, but still good money. First National takes it, so."
Yeah, you might need to, someone need to explain that a bit, yeah.
Oh, okay. Back in the earlier, times, banks would issue their own paper money.
Right.
Gavin, give me a scholarship roll. And Ethan.
Let's see, how badly can I roll?
Let's see.
I merely get a 8. Legendary.
You know that this is the, First National is the favorite of criminals because it is not hard to fake. Is well known to be easy to forge, and criminals really like it.
Any of the money still here, or did you take it?
Yeah,
to the bank?
I haven't shipped it over yet. Normally, I do that at the end of the week. You're lucky you caught me so early.
Well, we try to be prompt in our investigations.
Oh well, it's good to hear that such a likable man is being protecting our fine city from the outside invaders, particularly the Jews.
I haven't heard much from them, I miss. It's mainly German and France that seem to be the issue at the moment.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all a Jewish conspiracy. Such is the way of life. And he opens up his safe and gets out the money for you, so I don't have to continue on with that kind of crap.
Actually, didn't Ford support the Germans by supplying them
yes, he did.
Elements or something? Yeah, I was trying to remember.
He was a big investor in the Third Reich.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways. I'm sure that will never come up.
Yeah.
So he spreads out the money before you, and it's $1,000, paper cash.
Do First National make $1,000 bills?
No, it's not. It's $1,000.
Is it trading bonds type thing?
What?
Actually, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to money.
Okay. Yeah, it's all very crisp and new $100 bills. Very new.
They all got different serial numbers, at least?
Yes, they do.
Sequential serial numbers? Or?
Yes, they do, and they look like they have been washed. Or used. At least a little bit. Not much. But I will go off your earlier 8, because that is the bakery detector rule. Yes, they are, in fact.
Scholarship is. Okay.
Yes. Burglary. No, burglary is it's the seat to make it, and scholarship to see through it.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, but with your amazing epic-making roll, yes.
It was only legendary. It wasn't epic, it was legendary.
You know. So, and Bishop comes back.
I give a significant look to Ethan. Not about Bishop, but about the bills.
I will nod, and then I will whisper very quietly into his ear, "What?"
Ford looks at you, too, kind of concerned all of a sudden.
I said whisper very quietly.
Is there something wrong?
I look at us very concerned, too.
No, not at all. I will say, as if there is something wrong.
Oh. He didn't try to pass me fake bills, did he?
Unfortunately, it does seem like there was someone
that
who was quite
interested
in one of your lovely cars and was willing to go to whatever lengths they needed to get a hold of it.
Oh, that dirty Jewish... Various racial epithets are passed.
Damn our lack of fingerprint technology databases.
Oh, yes. Well, so, what do you guys want to do?
For
some reason, I'm going to set up a press moment with Ford and Bishop for some reason. I don't know why.
And do these bills have anything like anything we might identify the guy who did it with in any way?
Well, that takes
no,
not really.
Well, every counterfeit artist have certain techniques, and if you went analyzed it, you
could
might
we take
the local board.
Would you mind us taking one of these for analysis?
Well, we'll need to take the entire lot that's related to our case.
If they're fake, they ain't worth a damn. I mean, you take them all.
Thank you.
Do I arrive up there at this time?
No, you had already arrived.
Oh, I was... Okay, I'm here now?
No, you were there for his... You now know the bills are faked and that... Gosh, Ford, he doesn't seem to like Jews.
Do you happen to have any contact information for this guy, or was it just hush-hush, here's
Game
cash?
Game of Thrones, 4 seasons. Sorry, to meet you under circumstances, Mr. Bishop.
I understand. I always
thought you would be fighting terrorists down for some reason. Did you ever find out why Jimmy ran?
He thought it was someone else. Occasionally get that.
Okay.
Do we even need a roll to know that he's lying? Because that just sounded crap.
Yeah, that's, you can roll the seat if you want, but yeah, that was, you have very bad negatives. At which time?
I've relied on the fact that I have a good personality.
That doesn't help you with it.
No.
He answers his phone, which had started ringing, and says, "Hello? Yes, I do have a Gavin Marshall here." "Oh, okay. Ms. Marshall, phone's for you." Mm-hmm. "Don't know why they would call me." Hands over the phone.
Mm-hmm. "Hello?
This is Mr. Marshall."
"Hello?
Is this Mr. Marshall?"
"Yes. Hello, this is..."
"Ah, this is Anton. Are you over at the Model T plant?" "I guess so, if they connected you."
"Yes.
Check on a couple things, would you? Ask ask them if they if their Model Ts are habitually made with secret compartments in the back."
"Okay. Mr. Ford, was there any adjustments made to the Model T?"
"Oh yeah, there was. The owner had requested that there be a secret compartment in the back and also in the side paneling."
"Yes, and the side paneling as well, upon request." On the phone.
Okay, so this is where he goes into a ranting expletive deletives. It says, "Ask if the guy was Russian."
"Was he Russian? Was Gabriel Sykes Russian?"
Could have been. I mean, I...
"Did he sound like he was had a bit of a mouthful of marbles?"
"Yeah, that's exactly how he sounded. That's weird. You have a ear for voices, Mr. Marshall. It's amazing."
"Probably Russian and Jewish, too, right?"
"Do-to-do."
"Yes."
"Right. And you hear something screamed about goat lovers as Anton slams down the phone, turns to Miss Rackham and says, "We gotta go back to the car!"
Okay, let's go.
"Well, we'll get back to y'all real quick. And what do y'all want to do?"
"Usually, is it a normal thing for people to request secret compartments built into their cars?"
"Yeah, it's fairly standard. I mean, a lot of people want a little bit of privacy, and you know, cars aren't hard to break into. So,
have you ever considered maybe putting something on the car that would prevent people from getting into it?
Some kind of locking device?"
I have prototypes here. If you all gentlemen want to come over here and see."
"Ooh, I'd be honored.
I call this one the club."
"As fascinating as it would be, gentlemen, we do have something to track down right this minute."
"Oh, yes, we need to find that man who...
Gabriel Sykes, yes.
Yes, we need to find that Gabriel Sykes, that...
Symes.
Symes.
Symes. Oh, Symes. Okay, so I thought... I've got your name too well. Gabriel Symes. It could be Sykes at this point, who knows?
Gabriel Symes.
Gabriel Symes...
Okay.
And we're going to eventually find out. Conspiracy man.
Then we're going to find out he was the that Wobblies, was a fake yes. name, and he's actually called Gabriel Sykes.
And we're going to find out that he actually is Jewish.
That is the twist. So, anything else y'all want to do with the Model T?
Thank you for his time. We'll promise to try and hunt down Gabriel Symes for him.
Mm-hmm. And Bishop, you will be requested for an autograph as we turn over to Miss Rackham. You got there about an hour and 30 minutes before. Mr. Anton, is there anything you would like to do while you have access to his secret?
Yeah, I want to, like, get all the information and anything valuable that I can.
Absolutely.
He's got a 100-year-old bottle of scotch in there.
Oh, pocket that baby right away.
I think we might have the first PC death here. Excellent.
And leave him a note that says, "Anton, love, thank you for the gorgeous bottle. Toodles."
Nice.
That's coming out of her check.
And anything else you would like to be doing?
Okay, do I find anything about this six-fingered, one-thumb black hand symbol?
Give me scholarship research.
Okay.
And this will be modified, of course, by the amount of time that you spend doing it. But you have an hour and 30 minutes, so...
And that gives me a scholarship of 4.
Sadly, no. Not with just searching. But then Anton comes and the phone call happens. What do you do?
Okay, Anton calls, the phone call happens. I'm going to do a search on this Gabriel Symes person. Do I find anything?
Don't know if you've been told the name.
He didn't tell me the name of the guy.
He didn't tell you the name. Sorry.
Did not. So I rush in, I make the phone call about the secret compartment. You're rushing find now. Out that okay. There's another compartment. Mm-hmm. And
I'm going to do a little search about the Model T factory and find out what its current business status is.
That would actually be a contact. That's not something y'all would have there. I have two conflicting. I know you're rushing out.
Yes.
Are you following Rackham, or are you just staying behind and researching?
If she stays behind, are you staying behind?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or are you?
If
going
you're staying
to
behind,
see the new
secret compartment? I tell you to cross-reference with Russians and the seven-fingered hand. And I pull out, I have photographic memory and, I can get a +2 to scholarship rolls with a chip spend. So I'm asking as a GN, can I confer this to Miss Rackham as using my total recall? I pull out the 5 most likely volumes to contain this information.
yes, you can. Okay. You can do it automatically.
All right.
You know, I actually have photographic memory too.
But it's my office!
It is your office, and it's your chip, so.
Yes, there we go.
No, you can do that without a chip spin. Oh, okay. That can happen automatically. You have the talent, the start. Right.
So do you want me to make a scholarship roll then?
No. You pulled out the 5 most likely. That will help her a lot with her.
All right. Very good then. Yes. Then I will run out and check the other compartment.
Okay.
Leaving Miss Rackham to do that, to the scholarship.
Rackham, give me another scholarship. And while you do that, da 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 da. We do the screen transition over to the car.
Woohoo!
So, yes, knowing where the secret compartment is, why? It almost seems obvious that it was here the entire time. And you pop that bad boy open.
Yes.
And you find some interesting...
And that's when the bomb goes off.
Tick-tick kabomb.
Mm-hmm.
You find some papers, and they are all written in English.
Aha.
And they appear to be instruction. It appears to be an instruction manual on how to make a bomb.
Uh-oh.
I was right. It is domestic terrorists.
And there seems to be a couple of flyers here for Dare's latest speech that he's about to give in... Ooh, look. It's going to be given in about 36 hours.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Okay. The bomb-making stuff, was it look like it was pulled out of a book or handwritten?
Looks like it was pulled out of a book.
Mm-hmm. A cookbook.
Yes.
The anarchist cookbook.
It's funny that Anton's signature looks a lot like an anarchy symbol.
And something given your previous roles, you do recognize the maker's mark of the paper, and it is local, and it is guild-produced.
Okay, so I'm going to go and try and find which book this came out of. And, yes, so I'm heading back to my office.
You will give me
a
scholarship.
Are you going to show that to me?
When I get back, but it's going to take time.
I'm going to transfer back over to you. You give me a scholarship roll, Bert. What was your new scholarship roll, Cher?
It was 4.
Okay. Yes, you do find some information on the Black Hand. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and pull that up.
My scholarship roll is a 4. If that's not enough, I am willing to chip spend.
Okay.
As am I, so I want info.
That is the info that you find out. And it all seems to be from bad English translations of Russian news sources. Ah, some of that was not what you were supposed to find. That was over a little much. There we go.
You can right-click and delete.
Ah, I can't anymore. Oh, well. Well, you'll find out a little bit more than I wanted to, you two. Oh, well.
The problem is we don't know what you did and what you didn't want us to find out.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All right. That is what you find out. It is a Friday. It's going to be a Sunday speech.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And, Bert, you got a 4 to... I'm sorry,
I don't know what the scholarship role is for. You just asked me to make one, so...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, figuring out what book these came out of,
yes.
Right?
It came out of a cookbook.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The shop that sells it was shipped over to the Cookbook, which is a newspaper store. It's at 27th and 34th.
Okay.
Oh, what district was the Model T store in, by the way?
Model T store was in 3.
3. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to check out bookstore.
Okay.
All right. You going to wait till I come back, or?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm going to wait till you come back.
Okay. And we will blah information, which means that we have Sunday's manifesto. And according to your research, Sunday is one of the leaders and the speech is being given on a Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. Yes. We need a translator.
I don't see the connection.
Weird that. Let's see. What else? Yeah. Oh, yep. Okay. So y'all need to, I'm going to let y'all talk.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, we also need to quickly visit the Four Seasons to make sure there's no one named Gabriel Symes.
No, there is not.
Any description? Any man of a specific description?
No.
With a Russian accent?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Yeah.
Any Jewish people?
Yes, there are many Jewish people here. Benhol has one of the most liberal policies. A lot of Jews here.
Yeah, they're at least one of them must be involved in a conspiracy then.
Just remember, it's not the Jews being chucked out of Germany. It's the Germans running from Germany at the moment.
Well, America's always had a large Jewish... Yes. So, no, there is no one of that description. And night is wearing on. It is now 7 p.m.
I call Anton LaVey's place.
He does not answer.
Damn. If only he'd ever asked for my damn cell phone number.
Well, you do know where he works.
I called his work.
You said he called my place. Oh,
that's what I meant. His workplace.
Oh, okay. Yes.
What?
This is... Okay.
We're checking up on your research. We just checked out looking for the guy where Ford said he might be living. No, he's not staying here.
Never mind that. Get over here. Bombs. Bombs. Going off Sunday. Now. Get over here.
I hang up and I go, okay, we need to head over there. Immediately.
What's going on?
I calmly turn to Miss Rackham.
Something's going to be happening on Sunday. Sunday. Sunday.
I calmly turn to Miss Rackham. I measure out a couple of belts of scotch and hand it to her, and I say, it's best to make them think that you need them to move fast.
Slancha.
Cigarette?
Wait. I like how he said bomb's going off on Sunday, and it's like, that's 2 days. We've got a couple days.
Me do. Slancha, I knock down my belt of scotch.
All right.
Let us go.
So, do you drive normally, or do you drive like a maniac?
What the hell? Do you think I'm going to drive like a maniac? I've got 2 days.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Anton. Anton's always excited.
Okay. Your followers, they're still there. And yours seem to have caught up with you, Gavin.
Gavin, let's see if we can get our followers to collide in an accident.
I'm on my bike, and that's able to ignore you.
Aww.
Donuts. Definitely donuts. And then speed through an intersection. Gets them every time.
You're a horrible person. Alright.
Yes, I am.
The party meets back up. Screen transition.
I wave to the guys outside. I'd be like, hey guys, you want anything? I got plenty of booze in here. Cigarettes, cheese, wine.
They studiously ignore you.
I call some of the children. They make good profit off of the French.
They ignore the children.
What? What kind of Frenchmen are these?
Okay. Non-stereotypical Frenchmen, perhaps?
They're not like the other Frenchmen. They're not the cool Frenchmen.
What do you mean non-stereotypical Frenchmen? That's the only kind that there are.
I'll take some cheese, though. I'm a little hungry. Peckish. Mm.
Goes with the wine.
8 p.m. Friday. All of our screws are paid.
24 hours remain. Yes.
No, Sunday.
36 hours remain, depending on when the...
Maybe 30. So, I don't know what time the speech is.
5 p.m. Sunday.
Yep. 33.
So, yeah, we're all met back up.
I don't know.
We've blawed.
Oh, and blah, and about what we learned.
so, he's been stealing stuff from Ford, has he?
Does anyone speak Russian?
That would be a no.
Why would I speak Russian? Who the heck speaks Russian? Russia's so far away. I call my wife. Does she speak Russian?
No.
I take the book from Anton and start reading.
She also wants to know when you're going to be home. Dinner is getting cold.
I tell her I'm having to work. Apologies. I owe her a night out.
At least that. Hangs up the phone angry.
Sleeping on the couch, are you now?
On my way home, I'm going to need to go buy the guns. I need to go by the gun store.
Buy her something nice and pretty.
There is no gun store.
Yep.
It's 8 o'clock at night. They're all closed if there was one.
No, actually, you don't understand. Guns are illegal. This is the perfect time to buy them.
Every shop suddenly becomes a gun store after 8 p.m.
No. I understand the illegal context.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought it was them, but this is indeed the words of Sunday, if I may quote. But they say that we are the enemies of society, and so much the worse for society. We are the enemies of society, for society is the enemy of humanity, its oldest and its most pitiless enemy. We are not murderers, we are executioners.
You speak Russian?
Apparently, yes.
Why do you know Russian?
Here's an interesting one. I do not go to the council to rebut that slander that calls us murderers. I go to earn it. To the priest who says the anarchists are enemies of religion. To the judge who says that the anarchists are the enemy of law. To the fat parliamentarian who says that the anarchists are the enemies of order and public decency. To all these I will reply, you are false kings, but you are true prophets. I have come to destroy you, to fulfill your prophecies.
Who's giving the speech on Sunday?
Dear.
Are you sure?
Maybe not anymore.
Do we know who's giving the speech on Sunday?
Everyone's seen the flyers.
What do the flyers say again?
It's just, you know, one of those hoorah speeches that leaders of the countries always often give.
Okay, so do we have any leads onto other than when it's going to happen? Because I don't want to go through the, we've got to find this bomb before it goes off.
It's kind of hard that they would just leave the bomb there to be found.
Yeah, I'm thinking that
usually
this...
Usually the way they work.
They're being set up, I think. Or we're being made to think that this is a Russian organization.
A possibility.
Yeah, why would they sew their
own... It could be them. There would be indeed someone they would go after. Paying credit for.
But if someone was trying to... If someone made it so that we would be expected to find these, who... What objective would they be trying to achieve that would become easier when we tighten security?
There would be something else happening at the same time elsewhere that they want to take advantage of.
Because there will be less security there.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on at the same time?
The focus of the attention will be on the dare speech, so they can do something else. Could be anything else. They could rob a bank, whatever, but they can seem to have produced their own notes well enough to not really be a money issue.
Just a weird question, what else is in that block with the, boutique was in?
Pretty much anything that normal human beings do, like, grocery stores, various clothing shops,
One might phrase it as representations of society.
Wait, never mind.
The very thing they're trying to destroy? Yeah. That is such. They should go after leaders, but, yeah.
Yeah, but why would they, as a group, sew their symbol on each manure bag?
They didn't sew it on each, just one.
Yep, just enough to be brazenly obvious.
Did anyone open that one bag that had the symbol on it?
It had manure in it.
Okay, let's go open the bag with the symbol on it.
Who would open a bag with manure in it?
Open it.
I wash my hands, apologize to my wife, and open the bag as we drive over there. Since we've got nowhere else, else to do.
The bag is currently in the police station. So,
I
want to do.
I call the police station and ask someone to carefully open the bag to make sure that it actually is manure in there. Just slice it open.
I hand you the name of the cop to specifically ask to go through the bag. He gave me a ticket last week.
Wow, payback is a bitch.
Someone lightly opens the bag and says, yeah, it's manure.
Can you try and get the stitching off? See if you can get that off for me. See if there's anything on the back of the stitching. Anything special about the stitching, and investigate that for me, good police officer.
Ask him to check if there's anything hidden in the manure. Bombers don't have to fill up the entire bag.
Make sure you run your hands through it.
I make sure that none of their stain gets on it. And I just ask him to do me a favor and check out the stitching, etc., to see if there's anything attached to the actual thing itself, hidden behind it, about it, anything unique about the symbol, etc. I mean,
just,
as it.
Just real quick, I want to check. You're just asking about the stitching. You're not asking some poor schmuck to go through each particle of this thing.
No.
Okay. No, there's nothing specially about the stitching.
Okay. No, Anton is over your shoulder saying, no, make him put his hands in it, really get in there.
I then ask him, find someone who you really, really don't like and have him go through the manure. I'm telling the police officer, find someone who is...
Could you come by the office?
I'm a good friend of yours. Why would I need to do it? We need you to do this. This lives are at stake. There could be a hidden clue inside there. Use some type of sift or something.
The standard issue police manure
sift. I know it's a pretty job, but someone has to do it.
Oh, come on. Can't you send him at least a autographed bishop photograph or something?
I'll buy you a couple of years afterward.
That picture will end up on the gun range.
I've got plenty for that.
Just meet me at this place in a few hours if you're off shift. Mm.
So is there anything else interesting going on the Sunday around the time of Dare speech?
Nothing that y'all have searched and... another hour has gone by. Nothing that y'all can see.
Hmm.
So there's no protests, no street fairs, no anything?
There's the normal stuff that happens. You know, every city has, fairs and festivals and, market days and that kind of crap. But nothing out of the ordinary.
What's the biggest fair that happens or biggest event that happens every Sunday?
Market. There's a fresh produce market that comes close to town. Close enough that cars can drive to it. But this Sunday, the biggest gathering is going to be the Dare speech.
In the papers about how to make explosive, what is the primary ingredient?
Fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What other ingredients?
Well, I will also have blogged where I believe this book that these pages have been ripped out of came from and what printing shop it is.
Damn it, it closed at 6. Damn. Is that one too late? Can we get someone from the checker just to go and keep an eye on where the car was to see if anyone else suspicious turns up there?
Absolutely.
I almost believe that we should tell everyone about this threat because it would be good for the people. But you know what? Forget that.
No, but we should notify Dare or one of you his ears should notify
people
Dare.
We'll be fine. It is better for the people not have to fear this than anything.
You might also want to ask Dare if he knows if something else is going on Sunday that the general populace isn't privy to. The guilds might be doing something else Sunday.
And I did, sir.
So are we just saying this, or is she going to go talk to Dare, or?
Hey, yo, Dare! Get out my cell phone. Yo, Dare, what up, dog? No. Let's go head over to the guild building. Let's do this the right way.
The right way.
It's a matter of national security.
We need to check that there isn't some all-important people meeting up in a small room convention.
The People's Liberation Front of Judea.
Do y'all have a action line? Are y'all calling people? Or
is that
merely plans?
I'm calling Dare to inform him that we need to speak with him about it urgently and that we will be on our way.
There will be a heavy sigh. Should I bring anyone else?
Probably Blair, or whoever's heading security for the event on Sunday.
That would be the head of the checker, Bob, technically.
And whoever's heading security for any potential events in the future. Near future. And people that you trust, if they're in those positions. Okay, we do that and go meet Dare wherever we need to meet him.
Yeah, y'all come into his compound. Y'all do easily come into his compound, and he is sitting there at a long table. He looks haggard, very, very haggard, as does Dick Blair, and they both look extremely annoyed at you.
What? We have a potential bomb going off at your next...
Oh, my God. Can't you bring me good news?
Yes.
One time!
Yes, I actually can. My wife loves me.
You meant good news for him.
I hand Dare Anton's bottle of 100-year-old whiskey.
Anton sees the label, turns very red, stares daggers at Miss Rackham.
this is my sweetest smile ever.
This is almost makes up for this. Almost.
We could bring you good news, but the problem is, whenever it's good news, usually we haven't been hired. Is that true?
Okay, how credible is this bomb threat?
We found a truck half filled with manure. The other half could potentially be used in the making of the bomb.
Are you aware of the Black Hand?
No, I am not.
There's some group that they know.
Are you meeting with any Russians or anything?
Not that I am aware of. I will have my assistant check my calendar.
Also be a ruse. Is there something else going on Sunday? Do you have some backroom negotiations hidden away somewhere? Do you?
Inquiring minds want to know.
I look at Dare and go, Dare, do you have the, that watch that Tesla gave you?
Not on me.
You might want to get it. I kind of look at Anton just before you say anything of that nature.
No, I do not have anything odd going on Sunday night, nor does the guild.
Do you know of anyone at all? French? German?
I mean, it appears I do not run this city, but instead there is a various amount of conspiracies who do.
What are you talking about? Have you been talking to Ford again?
The conspiracies are trying to stop you ruling the city. They wouldn't need to if they already ruled it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to listen to the head of the Cheka here. He has it right. I say with the biggest smile, the head of the Cheka.
I'm not the head of any conspiracy theories at all.
No, you're just the head of a fake conspiracy. Well, Dare, it always could be worse. Just think of it that way. So, do we know how much security is going to be there? Do we know of any groups, any imports of anything like this?
Blair starts going over the security details with you.
Anything really important or any very important people doing anything big in the city somewhere on that day?
Surely there's some covert things going on. I mean, this is a big speech that you're giving, right? You've got to have people to come in to advise you on this sort of thing. Surely you've got, an after dinner engagement, maybe?
A party, a ball? Is there something?
I do not care for your tone, sir.
The rather observant amongst the party might notice his left lens of his glass might refract in and out just slightly.
My tone, sir?
My tone is different.
Okay, excuse me.
I am the mayor of this city, and I will not be spoken down to.
Excuse me, Mr. Dare, is there like a reception or an event or ball after your speech?
He's pretty heated, and he's not really paying attention. He's looking at Anton.
Dare.
Anton has
and I look to Blair. Do you know of any events afterward? Receptions?
No, not as far as I'm aware of.
Do you know...
If Anton opens his mouth again, I'm going to knee him in the balls.
Anton has the familiar look on his face as a shark about to go for blood. You know this look. You would have no meetings like the one back in September 5th at 3 o'clock with...
I
How did you know about that? That was supposed to be confidential.
I knee him. Not too hard, just enough to make him shut up.
Anton rolls around the floor yelling out, "Goat lovers!"
Yes.
I apologize. My colleague does not play nicely with people. He's very antisocial and needs to go back to training school for a few things. But as I was saying, so there are no events after your speech? Is there like a brunch or breakfast before? I mean, we're just very concerned about your safety.
Dare storms out of the room.
Well, Blair, do you know about any of this? Since Dare is not going to be very useful right now, thanks to, I point to the man who's probably holding his groin.
No, I mean, there doesn't seem to be anything out of the ordinary.
Have you heard of any recent activity that would explain the rise in violence that we are seeing? The reason why we have violence? This violent action occurring? Has Dare said anything that struck you as off? Is Dare a clone again?
Rise of violence?
Rise of violence as in this attempt on his life.
No, I mean, everything's
actually... Have there been any previous attempts on his life that we should be aware of that we weren't originally aware of?
No, not...
Has anyone by the name of Radke been doing business in town?
Why, yes, he's staying at the Four Seasons. No.
Really?
Now you've got him.
Now you've got him where we right where we want him.
Are there any water glasses on the table or anything?
No.
Do you recognize the name Gabriel Symes at all?
Nope.
Gabriel Sykes?
Nope.
Do you have, can you get me a copy of the manifest of people coming in and out from Russia?
Oh, Russia's not really, it's more of a current civil war. People don't really come from Russia.
Okay. So in other words, Russia, you don't come from Russia. Russia goes to you.
Don't do that.
You're an odd man.
Can you, hey Blair, you're the police and you can get us the official way. Can you get us a copy of manifests of people coming in and try and check for the name Gabriel Symes?
I can get my people to do that.
Thank you. We should do that because that's the name that was given. I doubt it's the real name, but we might get lucky and someone might be stupid.
Yeah. I mean, if they came through the city legally, she gives a pointed look.
Of course. I mean, it's not like we have a problem of illegal entry or illegal firearms or anything of the like, and that's in this city.
No, we don't have a problem with illegal firearms, nor with someone's wife having illegal firearms.
Noticing Miss Blair's brand new firearm on her side.
Miss Rackham just has a small coughing fit.
Yes,
Is there anything else, Mr. Bishop?
Did you get the new coffee maker I sent you? It's the latest one.
Please go. Please go now. You are
Bishop.
Kicked out of the guild headquarters.
But she loves the coffee makers. I gave her the latest one.
Achievement unlocked.
I always buy her the newest coffee maker. It makes her happy.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. It makes her less irritable.
Exactly.
Notice that's less irritable.
So, you guys are standing outside guild headquarters?
Lies! All lies!
I will say to him, I will say to Anton,
I'm taking that bottle of whiskey with me.
Well, no, the scotch is left.
Precious. My precious.
I will pat Anton on the shoulder and say, you know, you really should learn when to shut up. And if duct taping exists in this world, I will slap some over his mouth.
No, it does not exist yet.
Oh.
But you can slap some masking tape over.
Well, that'll do.
Yeah.
So, do we have any plans now other than...
Anton, did you investigate that book?
Not yet. I know where it came from, though. Let's go take a look.
Bishop. I hand him back his precious to improve his attitude.
What
the amount of manure that was taken, did that count for all the manure we found?
Well, he found 5 shipments that any one of which could have been more than enough for what y'all found.
5?
They've still got plenty.
Well, there's... I mean, people do buy manure.
In large batches?
Yes.
In Metapol, that would be uncommon, as Metapol is a large metropolis with very little growing area.
It does have the outside, the outskirts. I assumed he was calling the people on the outskirts.
Yes.
So, to be the quick question. How much manure is unaccounted for?
Based off the different shipments, estimates?
Yeah. It could have been...
actually, based off the dimensions of the truck.
Well, if you're basing it off the dimensions of the Ford Model T, none of the shipments could have been shipped in the Model T. It would have had to have been shipped in a bigger truck.
Okay.
So,
estimates but about off, of the shipments.
You have, of the biggest shipment, you have a fourth. I'm sorry, of the biggest shipment, you have a tenth. Of the smallest, you have a fourth.
Oh, good. That means multiple bombs. What are the other, I look to the guy who has it, what are the other ingredients for the bombs?
Very common. You could go to a grocery store and buy them.
But what about the quantities?
If you went to several grocery stores, you could buy them.
Okay. I go to several grocery stores asking about, have you seen them out of this? No, I'm not going to do that.
I want to do a quick records check and see if any shipments of any of the other ingredients are missing.
It is 10 p.m. now. It is getting late. There were several things that were mentioned y'all want to do.
I do want to.
I'm going to go to the pub.
I think it would be the easiest thing to sort out right now.
I would like to swing by the printers that made this book this came from.
I got to go take care of Jimmy. By him the first round. And by the police officer who went through the manure the first round.
Bookstores are commonly the meeting place for underground meetings.
Yes, they are. So I'm going to go check out that bookstore. That
okay.
Yeah.
So we have one vote for the bookstore.
Two.
Two votes for a bookstore. Three votes for a bookstore. And Bishop is going to the pub. Ethan, what are you doing?
Broken cog.
I will go with Bishop.
Okay. Bishop, no, they will not be going to the Broken Cog because that is a mechanic shop. These
who
guys
knows? Maybe you gave Jimmy a checker card.
No, he did not.
Oh, he didn't.
The checker is not hiring Jimmy.
that would be hilarious.
Your position is minesweeper.
What do you mean you just gave me boots? That's all you need. Don't worry about it. These special boots.
Don't call them minesweepers. They're ordnance disposal engineers.
Exactly. Well, no, not Jimmy. He's a minesweeper.
He plays it. Yeah, wherever he touches a point and a flag and a number pops up.
All right. So we go now. Are you going to the printers or the bookstore where the printer said that the book went to?
The bookstore.
Okay. The bookstore is called the Cookbook.
Yes.
It is open. The midnight, they seem to be open really late for the bookstore.
All right.
Black bull neck hipsters are in there right now?
Yes. Before walking in, I want to see if anyone else is observing the place. Like if they've got lookouts.
Give me a look this one.
Oh, wow, that's bad. Hold on.
I got a six.
I'm going to go with that. So, 2, 3. That gives me a 2.
Okay. The man with the 6. Yes, you do see a rather odd man who is just kind of looking at the entrance to the bookstore and looking around and not looking really like he belongs. Oh, and there's that French guy.
Yeah. Well, expect the French will be handy to have when we do fit the count of the black can that we know we have resources at hand.
Mmm.
All right, then go in, and before
I'll point out the guy to Anton, as he was asking about it.
Maybe we're on to something. I want to go and see if I can find the book that the pages came out of before talking to anyone in the store, so just looking like I'm browsing.
Okay.
I'll fit in just fine with my black silk shirt and bald head.
Okay. You push in the door. It is a very, very tight, cramped bookstore. And there seems to be a stage in the back and someone is getting out there and is speaking very, very passionately about the capitalist dogs and how they are all keeping us down. And what we need is a new order and yada, yada, yada.
I snap my fingers along with the cadence.
Yes.
So, yes, do they sell the book?
Yes, they do.
Are there many copies here on the shelf?
There was spaces where those copies could have been.
Okay. So there is at least one copy there?
Yep.
All right. Thumb through it and see if any pages are missing.
No, there are no pages missing, but you see that the recipe isn't spelled out. You have to rip out very certain pages, for this to work.
And did they in fact do that?
Not on this book. This book is.
No, but the pages that I have, they did that.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's what
so
they
someone
did.
Bought the book then instead of just pulling it randomly out of the store. All right. Well, I will take this book off the rack. And, just kind of look
and
around.
It is in fact a cookbook on how to serve man.
Nice.
Classic. Awesome.
Yes. So, yeah, just start looking around to seeing who is, store and does it look like there's like another floor?
It's a book on how to cook man by D. All it says is the author is D.
No?
Like, do I see anyone coming and going from an other entrance other than the front?
Not with alertness of two.
Mm-hmm.
You did not see that.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm doing, is I'm kind of mingling around and getting a feel for the type of people that are here.
A few people that you do travel in these circles, I assume. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a few people will nod cordially over to you. And, glad to see you, Anton. It's about time that you got serious about being down with the movement. This is where the serious stuff is.
I'm going to hang off Anton's arm like I'm his girlfriend because I probably look really out of place.
You look extraordinarily out of place. Everything here is cheap and everyone is...
Pretentious?
Yes. Well, you don't look out of place there.
As I said, I'm going to just hang off Anton's arm with a really tight grip and just nod like I'm his arm candy for the evening.
Anton, make sure to keep his hip pointed away from you in case he gets kneed again. So it's like, of course, there's always a good story in this sort of thing. Are there any good stories going around? Tell me. I've got a morning edition to push out.
Well, I hear that there's some big things coming, that there's going to be some changes.
Again?
Don't tell anybody that I told you that, but there's... the owner of the bookstore, he might know some more. Oh no. Good old Luigi.
Luigi. Right. Is he around?
Yeah, he's sitting in the audience listening to the, speech.
Nice. I tip the man with a packet of, black lung cigarettes, which I just push into his
shirt pocket. Oh man, I like coffin nails. You know that.
I swap them out for coffin nails.
You can feel the burning in your lungs.
All right, so I'm going to try and arrange to sit near the guy so I can potentially overhear if he's having a conversation with someone.
Okay. Give me a stealth check to do so quietly, or you can give me a presence check to force someone out.
Oh, no, I'm going to do a presence check. I'm not doing this quietly at all. I'm Anton LaVey. That's all right.
Do so, presence.
Yes. Four. That's a four starting, and I think I am going to do this with a flare, and I'm going to tap, let's see. I can end your career with a swipe of the pen as I go to a couple of seats near the guy and basically give him the boot. It's like, make way for the press!
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to tap it for a +2 that gives me 6.
Okay, yes, you do so, and, the speech actually ends right as you do so, and it seems we have a celebrity here tonight, Mr. Anton LaVey. You will all know Mr. LaVey from his great work that he has been doing in the press in pronouncing denouncing the capitalist dogs for what they are doing to our society. Mr. LaVey, would you mind getting up here and giving us one of your patented firebrand speeches to put the fire in our bloods for doing what must be done?
Sure, yes. I will storm up to the up to the podium, roll up my sleeves, and I will rattle off one of my latest bylines from the I Hate It Here column.
While he's doing that, I'm giving him like a round of applause and cheering on like
Oh, you don't even feel the need to. These people are lapping it up. I mean, awesome. They are in the palm of his hand.
Yes,
you think if he wanted to march on Metapol right now, they'd do it for him.
Yes. So yeah, I'm going to cater the speech towards the your betters are lying to you, they're keeping you down sort of thing. So I'm going to kind of guard, you know, I'm going to play to the crowd. So the role as it is a
oh no, four. I'm going to keep your other role a six.
Oh,
a
you want to keep that? Fine. Okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
I mean, all right, you were yeah. So you did a masterful work, and everybody, when you get done, everyone is breathless, and they stand up and give you a round of applause. You see jaded men who have known the hard life of academia just almost at tears over your speeches. And
I'm writing down every word that he said, and I can publish it tomorrow.
Everyone will be getting up to shake your hands. And
yes. Oh, and by the way, Nick, yes, I am in fact videotaping the entire crowd, noting who's in the crowd.
All right.
Yeah.
And as the press falls away and they start chatting amongst themselves, Mr. Luigi comes up to you, says, "Oh, Mr. Anton, that was a beautiful speech. Come, shake my hand. I am Luigi Galvani. This is my fine establishment."
Yes, yes, I shake his hand.
Yes, Luigi is a small man, 5'10"-ish. He has a about 6-inch long goatee and a magnificent mustache.
Yes.
And he said, "We need good men like you. Would you mind coming to the back with me and speaking matters on a more private setting?"
Of course! I toss my book to the arm candy that I apparently came in with. Mind the book, I'll be back.
I catch it, I give him a knowing smile, and I said, "Take your time, sweetie."
Yes. Yes, you tap your nose twice. As is traditional. Okay, you go into the back, and around a circular table, there are several chairs seated, and the atmosphere is of smoke and sweat and cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Now, knowing that the places like this might be conscious of their security, I stop videotaping to make sure I don't have any stray signals going away.
Okay. That is good. All right. And he says, "Mr. Anton, it's good that you have come finally to a serious place, a place where we can change your talk into action."
Action. This town is dead of action. There aren't any more people to stand up to this sort of thing.
I know some individuals who might disagree with you, and who are more than willing to take up a man of your standing in their ranks, of course. These men are serious men of action, so they proclaim, anyways. Would you be willing to meet with them?
If these guys are doers and not talkers, I light my cigarette up. Of course!
That is what they proclaim. I, of course, am just a man who arranges meetings. So, it is not my place to say one way or the other. He smiles.
I will pass over a business card with my private line on it.
I will be in touch with you tomorrow, Mr. LeVay. Say 10-ish?
I'll be available.
All right. Well,
it's good to see something actually happening out here now.
Well, that remains to be seen. That is not my position, my role in the movement. You understand? The cops. He taps his nose twice. They are
goat lovers.
Yes, yes, indeed. But we must have operational security. Yes. And no part can know. No one hand can know what the other hand is doing. He smiles.
Yes. Shake his hand.
Okay, while Anton's in the back, I want to try to mingle just a little bit and see if I can make any contacts. Not very, very, very soft. Nothing
and
controversial.
And outside, combat begins. Give me initiative.
I've got surprise.
Yes, you do. You have a...
Well, leave it for the moment. Wow, that sucks. That blows, Chunks.
He also sucks really badly.
That's a 2.
He does not suck as bad as you do, but I will give you initiative. You have a free round. In which he goes, "Holy crap!" And you see the
the opening in his jacket pocket where he is clearly packing a pistol. It is a metapole pistol and not a shooty pistol, I should say. Not a gunpowder pistol.
Finally, someone who's not packing illegal firearms.
Yes, it's not, in fact, packing illegal firearms. But he does intend... You can see it clear in his face that when he recovers from his shock, he intends to beat the ever-living hell out of you. There are many ways to avoid this.
I'm going to regret doing this, but I have to. I am the Marmoset and you will obey me. This is intimidation, not intism yet.
Yes, okay. Yes. Give me it.
I'm going to regret doing this. I got chips. Whoa! Holy, that's terrible. 3 minuses. I'm going to chip that before I even bother working out what that is.
Wow.
Right. That bad indeed. Disciplined man. Give me another reroll.
Mm-hmm.
That's better. Plus 1 from there. I think I start with that, and it's plus 1 from that. Ooh, I put it up. That's 3 plus 1 plus 1. There's a 5 at the moment.
All right. Let me roll for him. Oh, wow. normally, All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he does really well. Okay.
He's good. You should hire him the checker.
Yeah, I should, totally. So it comes to be next round, and I will say you have another surprise round because you are dressed as a Marmoset Avenger. And he goes, what the f-?
Well, no, it's more like old school style. So it's just, you know, in a hat and mask, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, you are the Marmoset Avenger. Yeah. So he is.
I think Green Hornet style costume. That's what I'm.
Yes, that is what I also imagined. And yeah. He is immensely puzzled to be faced.
So did I balance off against him, or what? What exactly was the result?
You did get you marked off his first box.
Oh, okay. I patrol the streets. What are you doing here? Again, intimidation.
Okay.
If I get a plus 1 from an item, do I continue to get that all the time, or is it just the first time used?
No, all the time.
Oh, what the hell? Seriously?
Wow.
You met perhaps the one and only hater of the Marmoset Avenger.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the Marmoset Avenger, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
Oh, actually, no, I do have a different aspect called You Underestimated Me, so I'll tap that, certainly.
Yep, he clearly did that, Tom.
That's not much better, is it? No, it's a 3 at the moment.
Okay.
Come on, do a nick roll.
I even out. So you said you got a 3, so that's another 2 boxes to him, and you have filled out his track, and he goes down. I'm sorry, I didn't know there was a Marmoset Avenger.
What are you doing here?
He's actually, you can easily tell he is lying. And now that you are up close and personal, you recognize him as a member of the railroad.
Well, the Marmoset Avenger is not exactly a well-known figure at the best of times anyway.
Right. But you are, it is called the Marmoset Railroad.
Yeah.
I thought you were a legend.
Do I look like a legend?
Yes.
Tell me what I want to know right now.
I don't know what you want to know.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, Mr. Dare, he had caused some big problems for us, and well, I was told to look out here, and we would fix Mr. Dare.
Who's been saying this?
Luigi.
I thought if I beat out their social track, they couldn't lie at that point.
Well, it's so bad that you can tell it automatically. Like,
whatever.
It's his instinct to do so, but anyways, Lucien, he's a poet around here. His name is, Lucien. Where the hell is he? Lucien Gregory. He gives you a description. A red-haired man who has a nice sharp goatee, always dresses in, he's stylish but old, stylish clothes, and he is an anarchist puppet, apparently. Not a very good one. I didn't like some of his stuff, but
So you decided to be hanging around out here outside this bookstore?
Well, I was told to watch it in case the cops come and raid it, because then that might mean that they're on to us. So, I didn't mean to do anything against you, sir.
Don't think the cops might have better things to do than worry about some people meeting and giving out bad poetry?
Oh, no. No, no. We moved on from meeting. That was just the beginning. That was before Lucien met Wednesday. Now Wednesday gave us the tools with which to strike back.
Tell me about Wednesday.
He says
it's the middle of the week, I'm going to slap you. Just so you
know. No, he gives a description of the man you know as Gabriel Symes.
Ah, cha-ching. You have a vague connection.
Indeed. Yeah. He came in here 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and he sat in on one of the speeches that Lucien was giving, and he organized us and taught us how to use our powers against these people, how to use anonymity and the fact that they think that we're small and dumb.
And what have you done?
Well, I don't know. I was signed to watch, you know, the premises in case the police came and,
Before tonight, what have you done?
Well, we ensured that, Mr. Wednesday got into, town first. And then, you know, once Wednesday got in, I directed him over here. Mr. Wednesday's a big man in the movement. I knew he would want to come here. People who are serious.
And where's Wednesday now?
I don't know. He after he organized us, he left. Only Lucien meets with Wednesday anymore.
And what's your next big plan then? What's your next big strikeout against the man?
I don't know. I they told me that they would come for me on Sunday, and then to be prepared for Sunday. Then we would strike back. And he says this with a fervor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're corrupt. Look at what they've done to Germany, and they're going to do it here. They tried to before Mr. Bishop stopped them here. But we can't let them have another opportunity. Here we can begin again. Create a new state. One without a state.
And you think that will be achieved through violence?
That's the only way to do it. They're like sheep eating the grass and going about their lives. There's no way that we can do anything other than strike out and strike hard. If we cut the head off the snake and the rest dies.
Got a lot to learn about the rest. So do you think it's going to be any better with you guys in charge?
No, there will be no one in charge. Everyone will be free. Free at last. Free of society. It's all in Mr. Sunday's work.
Yes, I am in fact aware of Sunday's work.
Oh, thank God.
Doesn't mean I agree with it.
He looks a little confused at this. How can you be aware of it and not agree with it? So, anything else you want from this poor schmuck?
Not really. Okay. Just give him to point out which one loses Lucien.
Lucien is not here.
Where is Lucien?
He said he'd come for me on Sunday.
But he's not here at this gathering.
No. Ed, Gavin, you would just know that it's common before they strike that people go to ground.
Trying to think of the best way to win this at the moment.
Yeah? What do you want to do with this poor schmuck? While you think, I will go over to... So, you have a meeting at 10 p.m., of course, not 10 a.m., whoever sees the a.m. So, yeah, and he just sits around chit-chatting for y'all in the bookstore for a bit. Is there anything else y'all want tonight?
Oh, I'll sign some of the some of my collected articles if he has any around.
Oh, of course he has some.
Yep.
You're a hero.
And so tonight, I go and I pen the inflammatory column called Lies and Dares.
That's a good name. You can get +2 to your roll for that name.
But I'm wanting to seed in the story, basically the line, and we take it all, like the beaten down, gutless dogs that we are. So I'm wanting to make the people that are supposed to contact me in the next day feel that I think that something needs to be done as well.
Okay. Craftsman, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Well, and performance writing.
Okay, and my column for my paper is going to be on anarchy in our midst, what's wrong with Metapol, and why we need to embrace the disaffected classes.
Yes.
Okay.
So we can collaborate, because the point of this is not, yes, you know, what I believe. This is to draw out
the element. Well, I mean, it happens to be what you believe, yes, but that's a horse of a different
color. That's something else entirely. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take a reroll on that. I'm going to do the... Well, I am a globe-trotting gonzo news reporter. I'm better than this, so I'm going to reroll that.
Alright. You're gonna look for better than the zero?
Well, I'm taking a zero regardless. Okay, so my total is going to be a 4, and a plus 2 is gonna give me a 6, so I guess I'll take that.
Okay. You wanna stick there?
You know, I really want them to think that I'm on their side and to really mm-hmm. reach out, so I will just take another plus 2 with the, I can end your career the swipe of the pen as I am, I'm taking these shots at Dare. I'm not ever coming out to name Dare, but it's kind of mm-hmm. obvious that it's him who I'm, you know,
yes,
you can't call it slander because I'm not ever naming him as the person I'm talking about.
All right.
Let's call him E-Red. Yes, normally E-Red.
Yes. So
that'll put me at 8.
Yeah, you could call him, yeah.
The leaders of Metapol in there. Yep. High swanky and, apartments. Yes. Anyways.
And can I take the chip for the publishing?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Not only are they evil and controlling, they're grumpy as well.
And they steal your booze.
Wait, no, that's the other. Damn. All right. So
I'll stay with the 8.
All right. That's good.
Okay. Right. So with my perform writing role, I end up with a 4.
Which basically you're adding to his role. Is how this is going to work out. Every 2 successes you get will add plus 2.
Plus 3, and it's 3 when you're supporting someone else.
Okay.
Yep, she's giving the counter side to make it look, I like it.
Yeah.
Because she's giving the how anarchy is bad sort of thing, so which is going to give this more press.
All right, so you end up with a 9. Mm-hmm. All right, the bar, Jimmy is depressed. Jimmy was fired, shockingly. The police officer does not come and meet you. But you do, while you were in the midst of drinking with Jimmy, you do get a telephone call.
Ooh, I answer it.
This is Billy down here at the precinct. You know,
The
guy you had sifted through the crap.
Yeah, I owe you a couple of beers and probably a...
We found something.
What'd you find?
We found a tracking device.
What have they found?
They found a tracking device. Do you have a number for, okay, I'll leave a message with Ada.
Alright.
And then I'll start calling places and, leave a message at Anton's place if he hasn't recorded or anything.
This is not good.
No, it's not. We'll deal with it in the morning.
Well, I suppose of all the places the tracking beacon could have gone, the police isn't the worst place it could have gone.
If a police station blows up, it's really bad.
No, I'm saying places they could track their stuff.
Is there anything? Do you have a tech look at the tracking device?
It's emitting a pulse beacon, and it is saying, "I am here."
Okay, and damn it, it's just emitting a beacon. There's no way to trace it.
Nope.
Do you know how, I was gonna ask, do you know how it's being powered? Then I realized, wait a minute, we're in a frickin' city that is power.
Yes, we are.
If it's emitting a beacon, that means it's emitting a signal, right? On a frequency?
Yes, and we can receive the frequency. We can actually trace our own beacon, but we can't trace it back because it's just broadcasting generally, I'm guessing, not to a specific band.
Right.
Okay.
Is it any frequency we recognize?
No.
Damn.
The best thing to do would be to take the beacon, in my opinion, and take it to somewhere random, and then break it.
I think the jig's already up with it being in the police station.
Mm.
Oh well.
Yeah,
we'll probably. I tell Billy, hey Billy, get yourself a shower, and when you're off duty, I owe you a couple beers. Just go by. I name a bar and say, tomorrow's night's drinking, or when you get off shift, on me. And I tell the bartender wherever I'm at. It's on me for him.
Okay. All right. That will bruise over some hurt feelings.
And he's like, and I'll apologize if I'm not able to drink with you tomorrow night, Billy. Right. You know how it is. That the tracking device is important. Thank you. You've probably broken through a big thing, important thing in this case. We couldn't have done it without you. Know that you have saved lives.
Yes, yes. He's more concerned about the beer. all right, and then we're going to go out to Gavin to round out the night. What do you want to do with this guy?
See your mistress.
Oh, crap.
While you read them real quick, do you mind if I start a new recording?
Yeah, I was going to sit in the night there. So we'll go take a bio break.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it?
That's a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after. And besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise has got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.